USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The First in the Nation New Hampshire primary is coming up on Tuesday. And last night, the major Democratic presidential hopefuls attended a Democratic Party dinner. Here's some of what Senator Bernie Sanders had to say.
No matter who wins the Democratic nomination, we are going to come together to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of this country.
2 days to the primary in New Hampshire, and most polls show Pete Buttigieg and Sanders up at the top of the stack. A gunman who killed 26 people in Thailand, shot dead finally by security forces. Authorities believe he was a 32-year-old soldier who first killed his commanding officer and then stole weapons and fired on people in streets and at a nearby shopping mall. 57 people were wounded. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
2 U.S. soldiers were killed, 6 others wounded, during an attack in Afghanistan yesterday. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
American and Afghan military personnel have been fired on while conducting an operation in Afghanistan's eastern Nangar province. A member of the Nangar Council said it appears to be a surprise attack from within. The Taliban tweeted responsibility for the attack. Last month, a roadside bomb in nearby Kandahar province killed 2 American service members.
NASA and the European Space Agency will launch a spacecraft to the sun tonight that will photograph the sun's north and south poles. The orbiter is scheduled to take off from Cape Canaveral just after 11 Eastern Time. NASA says it'll travel within 26 million miles of the sun and use 10 different instruments to create a one-of-a-kind comprehensive picture of our star's inner workings. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
White nationalists marching in the nation's capital Saturday. A video of yesterday's march showing over 100 members of the white nationalist group Patriot Front marching through Washington's National Mall with a police escort. The marchers wore white masks and shouted, "Reclaim America." There were no arrests made or any counter-protesters. The Southern Poverty Law Center describes the Patriot Front as a white nationalist group that formed in the aftermath of 2017's deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Actor Robert Conrad, best known for his role in the old TV series The Wild Wild West, is dead at the age of 84. Born in Chicago, Conrad had a recurring role in Hawaiian Eye. That was in 1959, and he starred as Secret Service agent James T. West in The Wild Wild West, which featured him and Artemis Gordon exploring the West during the Ulysses S. Grant administration. After that, Conrad went on to star in other shows, including The DA, Assignment VM, Centennial, and Baba Black Sheep. Again, Robert Conrad was 84. And Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle won't be on the red carpet this evening at the Academy Awards. The royals were reportedly invited to present the Oscar for Best Picture. A source close to Harry and Meghan revealing they were honored by the request but declined the invitation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.